This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, different topic. Governments and companies have what are known as credit ratings, which affect how much it'll cost them to borrow money. Consumers have something called a FICO score, which does basically the same thing. It helps decide interest rates they will get on everything from mortgages to credit cards. And there's a report out today from the credit monitoring company Experian that says the average FICO score in this economy was the highest it's ever been last year, 703. That's on a scale of 300 to 850. And in fact, more than half of all Americans now have FICO scores over 700, right in the sweet spot of what's considered good credit. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looked into FICO-grade inflation.
This decade of improving credit scores for American consumers started from a lousy low point, the Great Recession.
The foreclosure crisis, record high defaults, basically damaged credit for 4 or 5 years.
Guy Sakala at Inside Mortgage Finance says ever since, all those dings on borrowers' credit histories have been dropping off. Plus, lenders are more cautious now, so people getting loans are more likely to pay up. The economy's helped too, says Greg McBride at Bankrate.
More people are working, and when people have jobs, they make their payments.
80 to 90% of underwriting decisions depend on FICO scores, says Guy Sakala.
Lenders just like it. Credit scores are still king when it comes to getting just about any loan in this country.
31-year-old Adam Reinecke figured that out 7 years ago when he moved to Seattle for a tech job.
All through college, I never had a credit card because I was like, the interest rates are so high, I can pay for this thing on my own.
His new salary topped $100,000 a year. He went to buy a new car.
When I get into the dealer, I tell him, like, yeah, I don't have any credit history. So he comes back, and I was about 615 for my credit score.
Well below average. Reinecke's since taken out credit cards and a mortgage, paid his bills on time, and raised his score to over 800. Again, Guy Sakala.
You know, as more people get higher credit scores, does that mean that everybody's credit is a lot better and they're still safe to lend to? We won't really know until 4 or 5 years down the road.
As all the debt being racked up now gets paid back. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.